The world is at war, politically, spiritually, emotionally, and economically. Is America on the verge of facing biblical judgment, great revival, or both simultaneously? Skywatch TV is here to announce our upcoming Spring Defender virtual conference that is set to be our most explosive yet and aims to help answer those questions and more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Artishorn. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat. We have a very big announcement for you today. I want to start immediately, Tom. Let's hit the ground running, and let's reveal what the big announcement is. We're talking about Defender Conference 2023, April 21st, One World Rising, our Spring Defender Virtual Conference. Now, for those unfamiliar who have not had the opportunity, Tom, to see some of our previous virtual conferences, they may not know that we've had a very good reception to this. During COVID, when everything began to lock down and in-person events started being shut down, there were mask requirements, we, as just an experiment, attempted a virtual conference, and we had no idea how people would receive them, but they've become so popular. We're getting emails, even though we're doing two a year, one in the spring, one in the fall, we're getting emails. People are anxious for the next one. The roster of speakers keeps growing, people wanting to be a part of it. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, before I get to Tom and we talk about why the title One World Rising, I want to introduce a special guest who's also going to be a part of our conference. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time on Skywatch TV, Mr. Daniel Holdings. And we're going to be talking to Daniel in just a minute. He's a dear friend of our ministry and a dear friend of our mutual friend, Steve Quayle. Tom, before we get into each panelist here and delve into just a snapshot of what they're going to be bringing to the virtual conference, why the title One World Rising?
Specifically because one world is rising.
Right.
Yeah. We are quickly entering into what prophets for Aeon have spoke of, Josh, as a new world order. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the leaders of the world at Davos and other places, literally the world elite, are using that same terminology. Now, one part of this, and it's what I'm going to be talking about at the conference, is what is going on at the Vatican? What is going on with following the death of Emeritus Pope Benedict? What is going on with Pope Francis. Well, yeah. It's big news. And as a matter of fact, even among some of the cardinals and some of the well-known Catholics and also their laity, they're now talking about in 2023. This is literally on their websites. In 2023, this year, we're finally going to get to see the rise of the true final Pope. Mm. Some of the biggest news sites out there that are Catholic, like LifeSite News, talking about how at this year's synod, right, in October of this year, we could see the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet, a.k.a. the final Pope.
Wow.
From the ancient prophecy of the popes. And you've got even Pope Francis out there talking about how he sees tribulation right around the corner, such as we have not seen before. Oh, God boy. Is giving him omens. And, you know, he's a prophecy believer. Pope Francis. And that's a good thing for him because there's another thing going on in the Vatican, and that's a secret plot to force him out of office, even among some of the cardinals who voted for him in the last so-called electoral conclave. Mm. So there's a lot going on. I know that I only had 90 seconds to say that. You warned me before this show because we want to let everybody weigh in here. Why suddenly are they focused on 2023? And one quick little clue, it's because many of the conservatives never believed Pope Francis was canonically elected, which ironically his own namesake, Francis of Assisi, said concerning the final pope. So I'm going to go into all that. Josh just recorded me and he said it's the best production or the best presentation I've ever made.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what people may not know if they've not seen one of these is this is Tom oratoring through a very well-written presentation, but the way that Josh, our lead documentarian here, layers these videos. They're very much, I have nicknamed them talkumentaries.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Basically, each one becomes a feature documentary in and of itself. So very high production values, lots of B-roll, lots of news articles coming up on the screen. Very interesting work. And as always, Derek Gilbert's here. Derek, you always do such a great job with your presentations. One of the smartest people I've ever known, and I mean that honestly. People will email me questions about the ancient gods, and I can't give them Derek's email quick enough. What can we expect to see from you this year?
Well, it's interesting how the Holy Spirit kind of leads presentations to dovetail and conferences like this, because, Tom, my presentation is titled The Great Reset, The Globalist Plan to Build Back Babel. Instead of Build Back Better, which is the slogan we've heard from everybody. I mean, Joe Biden used it as part of his presidential campaign. But Pope Francis has also used it. I think Build Back Babel is more accurate. But in December of 2021, Pope Francis announced something as part of his Build Back Better campaign called the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. And this is a shift in the way they want us to practice capitalism, from shareholder capitalism, where the owners of the company decide what the company does, to stakeholder capitalism, which is essentially where the government tells companies what they got to do. And this group that has joined with Pope Francis in this Council of Inclusive Capitalism includes companies with over $12 trillion in assets under management, employees in 163 countries, and includes, if this won't make your head explode, especially if you're a conspiracy theorist, it includes a Rothschild and a Rockefeller under the moral guidance of a Jesuit pope. And the core group, the board of directors, literally calls itself the Guardians of Inclusive Capitalism. I mean, that's like the title for the next Marvel Cinematic Universe movie.
Right.
Yeah.
But they want to remake civilization to create heaven on earth, and that's the whole plan. The thing we as Christians can take away from all of this, though, and this is how I end my presentation, is that God has a greater reset planned. Read Revelation 21.
Yeah. Donna Howell is in the house. Now, Donna, the thing that's interesting about your presentation, and I'm just going to set up the tease here just for a minute. We live in a society where most of the people inside the Bible prophecy echo chamber that at least I deal with, they're very much not open to the idea of a revival at this point. Whatever harvest is happening, it's going to happen underground. Most of the world will be on fire. There's not a lot of souls left that are capable of being reached because they're brainwashed or it's a lost cause. These are very defeatist ideas. Let me ask you a question, though. Your presentation is open to the possibility of great revival at a time where much of the church is almost kind of despairing at this point, or asleep at the wheel. Do you think that a great revival event could even happen at this point?
Oh, yes. And here's the funny thing about the terminology that you're using. Not only is a great revival coming, absolutely it's coming, it's going to be preceded by a great awakening. Here's the difference. A revival is a reviving of the saints, those who are already saved, whereas a great spiritual awakening reaches the lost and awakens them to a new movement, something fresh. Now listen, if you study the great awakenings of the past, everything from even before the first awakening to the Hussite Wars and the Bohemian Wars and forward and the Protestant Reformation, every single one of these movements right before they occurred, they had a vast global lack of trust in political government, church hierarchy. Catholic Church selling indulgences made Martin Luther mad, and he went against that, right? Every single leader that has ever said, not today, started because of exactly the same religio-political social climate that we are in right now. So look at what we're going through right now. Look at what happened the day after 9/11. Those churches were packed to standing room only. So you look at all this darkness and all this sadness. Not today. There will be leaders that rise up and say, not today, Satan, not today, enemy, not on my watch. And when they do, it's not just going to be a revival. It's not just going to be another church that gets excited about what they already knew. It's going to be a great spiritual awakening, and it is going to be carried out by those who can appreciate the church as a body, not the church as an institution. And when that happens, the denominational walls will drop, and we will be looking at an interdenominational unity such as the world has not seen in 500 years since the time of Martin Luther.
Yeah. It's really difficult to take a 2.5 minute soundbite and collapse what some of these presentations are going to be about. So you really need to see the long version. As a side effect of research that Daniel Belt and I started a couple of years ago at the earliest signs of COVID, when we started reading about what that virus was doing, and Tom, of course, you know, because you had a really serious battle with coronavirus yourself that doctors were describing as long COVID. Some of the side effects that you dealt with early after mm-hmm. your vicious battle there for a couple of weeks with cognition, mm-hmm. this brain fog. And we're going to talk about some of this in the presentation together, because what we've learned about improving cognition and protecting the blood-brain barrier from the neurodegeneration and the neuroinvasion that takes place during some of these high cytokine release, high mm-hmm. spike protein viruses, we now have to take steps more than ever before, not to just improve cognition post an event like coronavirus, but to keep those defenses up mm-hmm. in advance so that you can stamp down that storm and come out of it with the best likely outcome. So that was where the research started, but we're finding some profound science now on ketones reaching the cells of the brain to keep them live and active. So patients with Alzheimer's, for example, there are good days where they remember your name. There are bad days where they're not sure where they are. Same could be said with things like dementia. What is that breakdown? Why would you have better days and then bad days? And is there a way to fuel those better days to keep whatever those cells are active and alive? And I'm telling you, there's a lot of very good, promising science here, and we're going to be talking about it at this spring virtual conference. And without further ado, Mr. Josh Peck is here.
Thanks. Good to be here, Joe.
Now, Josh, this is very interesting because you're set to reveal some things about the ancient group known as the Essenes that you've never talked about in any of our virtual conferences before.
Yeah, that's right. So for those who have been following my work the past several years, I've been really interested in the Dead Sea Scrolls and the writers and keepers of those scrolls known as the Essenes. And there have been a lot of documentaries made about them. A lot of them focus on this particular scroll called the War Scroll, but I think it's been heavily misinterpreted, and I think there's actually more of a pre-Christian message in there. So I'm going to be talking about that. And like you said, I have not talked about this in any of our virtual conferences before. Secondly, I want to get more into the Essenes and how they practiced. You know, in the Bible, we see 7 festivals, but the Essenes actually had as many as 12. What's really interesting is if you know where to look, you can find those extra festivals actually in the Bible. So I'm going to be talking about those 2 things in my presentation this year.
Sounds very exciting. And I can't think of somebody better set to talk about the Essenes, because Josh is always the Essenes reveal guy. It's always mind-boggling what he comes up with.
And so 2025, the end of the world?
Yeah, well, at the beginning of the last final jubilee, yeah, according to the Essenes.
One of the things that we found really fascinating about the Essenes is that their input on the book of First Enoch, and especially the second half of that book called the Book of Parables, in which we see the prophetic term that Jesus applied to himself, the Son of Man, used for the first time. I mean, there's a passing mention to it in the Book of Daniel, but really it only gets mentioned by the Essenes. So really, their writings, we as Christians need to pay more attention to.
Yeah, because we're always told that nobody knew what the Messiah was going to be. The Essenes knew, and
you can see
it clearly in their writing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I know I mentioned this gentleman earlier, but ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Holdings, we're so glad to have you here today. Now, I understand that you're going to be doing a presentation for us as well.
I am, and first of all, thank you for the invitation to this esteemed panel. I've watched you guys for years, and to be sitting next to this guy, it blows my mind. So it's an honor to be here, really. You know, it's funny, Joe, when you asked me to be part of the panel, I hadn't expected it.
Right.
And I was sharing with your dad that a few weeks ago, the Lord gave me just 2 words, and those 2 words were broken thunder. I was like, broken thunder? And I did all kinds of research. Derek, you know, you hear something like this, like, what's going on here? I scoured nothing in the Bible, right? I looked all over. And then you invited me. And the Lord instantly took me to the 7 thunders. And he said, the 7 thunders, because of all the things, and your intro that you opened with gave me the chills. Because
oh, wow.
All the things that are coming together in the world today, you got AI, ChatGPT,
oh, for sure.
you got the genetic manipulation of mankind. You mm-hmm. have potential World War III on the horizon. You've got potential yeah. economic collapse. This is the seven thunders getting ready to break out. And God said, you will talk about broken thunder. So it was absolutely mind-boggling. And to Donna's point, well, I certainly believe that God is able to bring about a revival. He showed me what is about to happen for the great revival out of the book of Joel. He said, you want to see revival? When does revival happen? It happens when chaos happens. What are we about right. to see? Right. We're about to see chaos.
Yes.
You were talking to me earlier, Derek, about the earthquake in Turkey. Mm-hmm. And the first thing out of my mouth was, that's biblical. That is. And what did we say? We said that the things that are happening, and you're getting ready to sponsor a trip over there, mm-hmm. The things that are happening in the Bible are happening over there. And we don't really look at that in terms of Western Christian minds.
Right.
But we are living, and this is the point of broken thunder, we are living in biblical times. We are living in the times of the end. And what we are seeing is all of that prophecy coming to a head at a time for such as this. You were born for a time such as
yes.
this,
right.
and so was I. So,
right. What a great message
for
right now.
That's what I'm going to be talking about.
That's great. But you should know, as you're applauding him, that he said a minute ago he's honored to be sitting next to me. But that's not what he told me in the back room.
Oh.
He told me that the first time he became aware of me was he had the book Forbidden Gates by me and Nita. And he's reading through it, and he said, this guy's out of his mind.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a long time. He had time to read some of your other books.
Yeah.
I mean, you were less insane, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited about this one. My beautiful wife, Catherine, is here. And I want to let our viewers at home know, because many are still emailing in, they're just discovering the Simply His Coffee Shop program, mm-hmm. the Simply His Show, right? If you're not aware, ladies and gentlemen, we have a program. Skywatch Television puts out the Simply His Coffee Shop with my beautiful wife and host, Catherine Horn, and it is a show for women by women. They cover topics from all of these various aspects. Often my mother is there, Nita Horn. Mm-hmm. Donna Howell's on the panel. They've got new faces. Penny, I guess, has been on the show.
Yeah.
Sarah Powell's been on the show. Charisse Parton. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So many wonderful ladies sharing life, sharing ministry together, and just talking about all of the issues that are important to women.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great time. It's a coffee shop, so we're having lots of conversations. It's very lively. It's a lot of fun, and we have a great time. We cover a lot of different topics, from being a mother to being a female Christian to a preacher. We cover everything, and we try to keep it very biblically based.
And I want to ask you something, because you are presenting for the Spring Virtual Conference as well. You believe that individuals' dreams might actually coincide with their potential callings, that sometimes those things work together in the same lane.
Yeah, so I've been doing some research, and the Lord's been giving me this message, you know, about how what we wanted to do as a child, and it goes along with what you were just saying too, with the Lord knew us. He is calling us. Everyone has a calling on their life, no matter who you are, and it doesn't have to be this big thing where the clouds part and you get this calling poured onto you. I think that what you wanted to do as a child, sometimes it's not exactly what you wanted to do. So like, just for an example, myself, I wanted to be a pediatrician and a midwife.
Right.
Well, what is that?
Yeah.
That's helping children and women. And what do I do now? I work at Whispering Ponies Ranch in the summertime helping children. And so I'm able to minister to them with food and providing that food for them. And then with Simply His, hopefully I'm helping a lot of women with just being obedient in that calling. But I don't think callings always stay the same either. I think they change and morph, just like the Bible verse that says there's a season for everything.
Right.
I think there are seasons that you go through that your calling is this. You're a Sunday school teacher, or you're a mother. Mothering is huge. Mm-hmm. We need more really good mothers that take time to know their children and be aware of what's going on. So I think your calling can change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where your dreams come in too. I would never have thought I'd be up here talking ever. that's not me. If you know me, you know that this isn't me. But the Lord has put dreams in my heart that have guided me into this calling. And yeah. I've just been obedient in finding what I needed to do.
Yeah. And she yeah. really has been obedient doing the work. So there's a difference between sitting around waiting for the Lord to hand you your dreams
yeah.
and at least pursuing at the time with where you are and what you have. So she was doing the work. She was doing the work. It's going to be a great presentation.
Well, yeah, thank you. I hope so.
And I would say, Catherine, you're absolutely right. And it's very important for audience members that are listening to you talk, because we've seen the same thing with Nita, who's
yes.
also part of Simply His. You ladies
yes.
are all speaking at a conference here
yep.
Coming up. Same thing with her. You know,
yep.
she's a little girl, and her dad moves them around all of the time, and her sister play. They've got two little plastic animals,
yep.
a horse and a pink pig. And but they fantasize about flying all around the world and using animals and animal therapy to help abused children and people like that. She had that dream her whole life as
yep.
a child, never knew how it would come together. And today she works with you over there at the Whispering
exactly.
Ponies Ranch. She's the CEO of that charity.
Yep.
And so I think you're right, because the deeper calling, mm-hmm. it's in there from the time of birth. And it's important for people not to give up on their dreams.
Absolutely.
To pursue that and to commit themselves and say, God, I don't know how you're going to make this happen, but I believe this is what you've called me to do.
Yes.
And then just stay on it until somehow God brings it to pass. Who are some of the other people that are going
yeah,
to
Yeah, that's what I was
going
to get at next. So in an effort to continuously bring cutting-edge science to the conversation of health in a very holistic and very natural approach way to get people away from the bondage of pharmakia and these interventions that are just furthering their disease, Dorinda A. Smith, she's the CEO of True Wellness Today, which is a clinic that does a lot of Zoom and Skype remote health coaching and so forth. She talks people through their autoimmunity. But she's an immunotoxicologist and a huge background in science. So she brings, you know, autoimmunity to a place that I think is going to blow people's minds. And again, building out this coalition, I feel like God is bringing these minds mm-hmm. to Skywatch Television and to Return to Eden, Eden's Essentials. Her presentation is called Find Your Root Causes and Crush Being Controlled by Brain Fog, Fatigue, and Pain, which right now I'm focused on. Daniel's focused on. Dr. Matthew Sams is focused. Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, who's in house today, is focused on. Love you, Ralph. Love you, Ralph. Ralph's not up here on panel with us, but he's one of my dear friends and someone who I often call when I have questions about autoimmunity and protocols. The guy's intellect is off the charts. All of them are Christian, and they know how to use God's medicine. And so they share that with Daniel Belt and I over at Eden's Essentials. Matthew Sams, our good friends over at Healing Arts, Dr. Matthew Sams, he's got a presentation on dirty genes. Mark Scribner, who's the COO of Healing Arts Center, is also going to put forth a presentation called A Life Well Lived. Derek, who are some of the other speakers coming to the conference?
Well, we've got some names that are well known to the Skywatch TV audience, like our good friends Pastor Carl Gallups, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson,
yeah.
Ryan Peterson, who's become a new friend and mm-hmm. just a brilliant researcher and writer on end times prophecy.
Right.
But also some scholars who we really appreciate their work, like Dr. Jed Burton, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Dr. Igal German, who's a Messianic Christian and co-founder of the International Biblical Apologetics Association, which is something the church really needs right now. How do we know that we know that we know that what's in the Bible is true? That's his mission and his ministry. And so
yeah.
We'll hear those voices as well. And another guest who is in the house today, and you don't want to miss her presentation, Vicki Joy Anderson. We are
Vicki.
So... Yeah. I got to tell you, her book, they only come out at night, about sleep paralysis,
yeah.
night terrors,
yep.
demonic oppression at night is key, because so many people deal with that. So don't miss her presentation.
Kenny C., our good yes. buddy Kenny C., is putting forth a virtual presentation called The Song Remains the Same, Ancient Frequencies in the Modern World and the Esoteric Movement.
Ooh.
So this guy's got years of experience as a musician, both professionally and privately, and the guy teaches lessons. But he's a masterful guitar player, and he also plays the ukulele and the piano.
He
it's
plays
nuts.
Everything.
I think he plays everything.
He's a little bit of everything.
But he's done all this research into frequencies, both the sounds of heaven that heal, and the esoteric sounds of the enemy that do damage, right. Mm-hmm. And how these are invisible frequencies, but they have huge effect on our bodies and our lives as we're living it. So that is, again, right. Going to blow your mind.
And we got to remember Thomas Dunn of Through the Black Mystery.
Love Tom Dunn. Tom,
yeah, because that
what
spiritual warfare, that's where all of the theology meets reality. And so his presentation will also be crucial.
So, Derek, if somebody wants to be a part of the virtual conference, how do they do that?
The website is defenderconference.com. They can go there, get a list of the speakers. When they follow the link at defenderconference.com, if you register by April 1st, you get $10 off the normal price of $95. You'll go through the regular checkout process, and then as you're checking out, use promo code EARLYBIRD23, all one word, EARLYBIRD23, and that will save $10 on the regular registration of $95. And again, the website is defenderconference.com.
So this is going to be one of the most explosive virtual conferences yet. Are you guys excited to see these presentations? Unfortunately, we are all out of time, ladies and gentlemen, but for everybody here live in audience today and everybody on panel, Daniel, Derek, Tom, Josh, Donna, Catherine, thank you so much for being here today. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back. Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now. Trouble with digestion, diabetes, chronic fatigue, hormone imbalances, depression, autoimmune disease, and more. The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of vitally important nutrition. It is well established that the food we eat today has but just a fraction of the nutrition it once carried. Over the last 6 decades, there has been an alarming fall in nutrient density across the board, from fruits and vegetables to meat, dairy and eggs, due to soil depletion and intensive agricultural growing and harvesting methods. This means that less and less key nutrients like riboflavin, thiamine, niacin, fiber, copper, vitamin E, and phosphorus, just to name a few, are present in what we eat. What's worse, almost all of our food is laden with poisonous herbicides, pesticides, and antibiotics, which destroy our body's microbiome, the health of our digestive tracts, where 80% of our immune system resides. In short, it means that we're not being nourished properly. And when you add the constant exposures to toxic chemicals we were never meant to ingest, our bodies are destined for the rise of disease and dysfunction. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? At Eden's Essentials, we provide the absolute best and cleanest nutrient-dense whole food supplements and personal care products on the market, derived directly from non-genetically modified foods grown from clean soil, free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest quality nutrition possible. At Eden's Essentials, our products undergo a series of the most complete and rigorous raw material tests in the industry to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality bioabsorbable nutrition possible. We take pride in offering the most nutritionally dense supplements and the purest personal hygiene products available today. Our desire is to help serve the needs of everyday people so that they can achieve the highest degree of health possible. From our full-spectrum, immunity-boosting fermented mushrooms, some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition, to our 100% fermented organic whole beetroot powder for cardiovascular support, and our special Eden's blood sugar support for assisting proper insulin regulation, you can nourish your body like never before. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. Experience for yourself the Eden's Essentials difference and join the Eden's family. Visit EdensEssentials.com today.